I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Gary Simpson. He's with the city of Marquette, and he was in substituting for city manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It's a relatively short agenda for tonight's meeting, but it does include some public hearings, and here's more on that with Gary Simpson.
The first public hearing is really just more of a housekeeping item. It's really to get all of our planning and zoning ordinances to be consistent with each other. The second public hearing has to do with the Marquette Zephyr, otherwise known as the Wine Bar, that is going in at 215 South Front Street. Mm-hmm. And this action is needed so that they can continue their application with the Michigan State Liquor Control Commission.
Mm-hmm. And that's just to get input from the public on that as well, if they have things to say.
That is correct.
Also coming up, a presentation this evening, which I know there's a lot of presentations that the commission hears from. What's on the docket tonight?
Tonight we're going to hear from the Superior Alliance for Independent Living, otherwise known as SAIL, S-A-I-L.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited to hear their presentation.
Give an update on what kind of projects and things they've been working on.
That is correct.
Public comment, of course, always has folks that will bring in some thoughts and ideas. But in the consent agenda, fairly regular business here, I do see something about an electrocardiogram monitor purchase in the public or in the consent agenda. What is that? Is there something at City Hall or something or what?
This is actually a very good news story. Just recently, we had 9 firefighters graduate from paramedic school. And unfortunately, when Loretta Acox unfortunately passed away, she bequeathed some money to the city's fire department. Mm-hmm. And we're going to use that money to purchase this equipment, electrocardiogram monitors. And now all of the city's firefighters are certified paramedics. So this will be a good service to the citizens of Marquette.
That seems like a good thing to get. Also under the new business portion of the agenda, which has only one item under it, is a land swap between the city and Northern Michigan University. What's that pertaining?
This is something we've been planning on for a while. It has to do with the whole hospital relocation, which requires us to move our municipal service center. Mm-hmm. And so we have purchased property out near the university, and we have the city and the university own 2 almost identical parcels of property adjacent to each other. And if we accomplish this land swap, it'd just make life easier operational-wise for both the university and the city.
So it's almost basically, would it be like a one-to-one swap if they're that similar?
Yes, they're very identical properties, and they're, like I said, they're adjacent to each other. So this would make the property lines a lot more even and will make operations easier for both parties.
And this is for the moving now of the new municipal center being built I guess, to the north of Wright Street near the university.
Yes, right across from the National Guard Armory, which used to be the, I already forgot the name of it, but out in that area.
Yeah, well, it'll be, it's actually, it seems like a reasonable thing to do because it was, as I understand it, just a parcel of land that was sort of like, they match up, but they're kind of on the wrong sides of each other's property lines. So
that's exactly right.
Does it seem like it's going to go pretty well with that?
Yes, it should go very well. Yeah, we're really excited about the whole project. We're the hospital's going great guns, and if you get a chance to drive by, they're already working out there this morning, and mm-hmm. we're going great guns to get the new service center up and running, so it's all good.
That's the comments of Gary Simpson with the City of Marquette. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission gets underway at 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.